Finally today, back to the presidential race, this time from the perspective of a bettor. Ken Robertson is with Paddy Power, that is Ireland's biggest bookmaker. What's Ireland doing betting on American politics? Well, the Europeans care about this, and they have a big online operation as well as real betting parlors all over Ireland. Ken Robertson, welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm well. The question is, how are you? You guys have had quite a week, haven't you?
Indeed, yes, that's right. A bit of egg on our face this morning. I guess we're also pinching ourselves to make sure we're awake after that shock victory for Hillary in New Hampshire. Yesterday was a very big surprise for all of us. In fact, we were so sure that Barack Obama was effectively kind of crossed the line already that we had paid out on Barack as the Democratic nominee to the tune of €50,000 yesterday in advance of the New Hampshire primary. That's around $75,000. So yeah, we're feeling a little bit foolish today. I think it's safe to say.
You paid off bettors who
right.
were betting that Barack Obama, not that he was going to win Iowa or win New Hampshire, that he was going to be the nominee.
The U.S. presidential election has really, really, you know, captured people's imaginations over here, and quite a few people are backing up their kind of beliefs and who they think is going to win with a bet by having like a $10 or $20 bet on it, you know.
Right.
So we just thought we'd.
What persuaded you that Senator Obama was doing so well that you should go ahead and concede the entire nomination to him?
I suppose a mix of all the speculation that's been coming out in the media over the past couple of days, really, I guess, since the Iowa caucus when he pretty much ran away with it, and all the soundings coming from both the American, indeed, and the European media is the fact that it looks like Obama's going to have a pretty clear run at it. And that was reflected in the betting as well. You know, most people were backing Obama, not just from New Hampshire, but also to get the Democratic nomination and also to be next American president. So we said, look, we're going to cut these guys a bit of a break here, and we're going to pay out in Obama as a Democratic nominee.
I don't suppose you can call up those bettors and say, you know, send it back. We made a little boo-boo.
We were only joking.
Yeah. What do you
but
think?
It's incredible. You know, obviously we were cut out quite badly, but with the time difference over here, most of the Irish and UK national newspapers today ran with a story which pretty much said Obama had a landslide victory in New Hampshire yesterday evening, you know, and that's because the press deadline for Irish and UK media was probably around two-thirds of the way through the actual polling over in the States, so they made a judgment call based on the exit polls and got it spectacularly wrong, you know?
Ken Robertson, a bookie in Ireland. You know, Ken, journalists and bookies, characters alike, let's get together and buy each other a consolation round.
Needless to say, the guy who came up with that brainwave about paying out in Obama, he's making the tea in here today.
Thank you, Ken Robertson, and good luck next time.
Thank you.
Bet on This. Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Madeline Brand.